Handel's Messiah opens with a very somber chord, and then a clear tenor voice sings, comfort ye, my people, the voice of him that crieth in the wilderness, praise, prepare the way of the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Now finally, we're getting some infrastructure being built. The announcement of a divine highway construction project through the wilderness from exile in Babylon, where the people of Israel are being held for almost 50 years, a generation or more, eventually heading back home. A straight road, a level road, a road that the Lord will also be traveling, leading Israel all the way back home. The announcement of homecoming, being able to finally go back home. Isaiah wants us to think about years earlier, the way he phrases some of this. He wants us to remember that wilderness trek of the people out of slavery from Egypt and going in through the wilderness. He kind of reminds us of Elijah as well, when Elijah too was in the wilderness and heard that still, small voice of God. You see, the wilderness or the desert has some really rich biblical symbolism. The desert or the wilderness is usually associated with a kind of a time of searching in a person's life. It represents kind of throwing everything unimportant aside and getting down to the essentials of life. The desert kind of represents brutal honesty. After all, you can't hide in a desert very easily with all of the wide vistas, and there's not much there preventing you to go behind. And the wilderness symbolizes some of those harsh realities of struggle. And yet, on the other hand, even though it represents struggle, it also represents the possibility of communion with God in a completely new way out of that struggle. There are no distinctions in the desert. The desert is a place of clarity. The wilderness is a place of purity, even sometimes revelation. And that's why the desert fathers and mothers back in the 3rd century, 4th century, went to the desert to find God, because there, out of all of the morass that's going on in the world, they could find God in a very pure way. The wilderness calls upon anybody who goes to it all the reserves that that traveler can muster. When my wife would go on business trips, I would often try to tag along as the trailing spouse. A couple times I went with her to Las Vegas, and each time I go, I rent a car. And each time I've rented the car, I go at least to Death Valley. That, to me, is probably one of the most fascinating of places. It is a place of extremes. Extreme heat, and in the evening it gets very cold. There are few options. There's no grocery stores there. There's no gas stations. There are not many places to choose from where to go. I remember when I rented a car going into Death Valley for the very first time, coming into the park over that initial pass coming from the east, from Las Vegas. I remember seeing a biker coming toward me, leaving the park, struggling. And I stopped and asked him if he needed any help. And he said, "Do you have any water?" And I had a couple of bottles of water with me and gave them to him and asked him if he needed a ride back into town. I think it would have been probably Pahrump, Nevada. But no, he didn't. But even so, The desert, the wilderness, can be a place of struggle, sometimes even physical struggle. Crossroads Church has a couple that are walking in segments. The some 675-odd-mile Ice Age Trail throughout Wisconsin. I believe that the wilderness can also be experienced in different ways. It doesn't have to be a desert experience. It doesn't even necessarily have to be outside. One doesn't have to go through a desert in order to be able to know what being in the wilderness is all about. But more than location, the wilderness is a way of talking about, it's a metaphor for sometimes the experience in a person's life of being lost, or of living in exile, or not having that sense of home. And you don't have to be in a desert, you don't have to be in the North Woods, you don't have to be on a desolate prairie, or even on a mountaintop to experience the wilderness. This week I read a blog by an atheist who wound up coming back to the faith. He wrote this. He said, "I became an atheist because it seemed more rational and because I grew tired of religious platitudes. But as the years wore on, I began to feel an emptiness. I was never completely happy. I missed the experience of the sacred. I missed being one with God and with others." Now, you and I can experience the wilderness without even leaving your home. That's what I would contend anyway. To a certain extent, I think each one of us has experienced that wilderness. Certainly this year, all of us have experienced the wilderness through the COVID crisis that we as a nation and a world community have gone through. The COVID experience has forced us to think about, as a church family, what does it mean to be a church when you can't gather inside the building where your sanctuary is located? What does it mean? Can you be a Christian without having come to church and yet still be a part of a church community? In fact, we can, but it's not without struggle. It's not without a sense of loneliness and even sadness of not being able to see and talk and converse and be friends with each other and to invite others to come to be a part of Crossroads Church. That in and of itself this year has been a COVID crisis. Many of you may have experienced illness, may have lost someone who you knew because of this COVID crisis. And that is another wilderness experience of an even deeper sort. This highway that Isaiah talks about being built out of our exile through the wilderness is not our construction project. It's not something we're assigned to do. The way out of the wilderness is a way that is actually begun, it is initiated by God, and it is led by God. And so the question for us is not, what am I looking for? Or it's not, what would it take for me to find my way back home? That's really not the ultimate question that Isaiah is hinting at here in the 40th chapter. But rather, I think the question at loggerheads is this: what road is God building to reach me today? What road is God building toward me to reach me today? Advent, 4 Sundays before Christmas, Christmas, Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, and the Sunday after Christmas are times of homecoming. During the course of December services, when we would typically meet in the bounds of this sanctuary, I would remember almost every year faces of kids that have come home from Christmas and are a part of the service a lot more willingly than they might have been when they were in high school. I remember former residents of a community coming back home to visit relatives and family to be a part of the services. And there are those who are not a part of any particular church family, but want to come to hear the story, to sing the carols, and to hear the music. Think for a moment. What road is God building toward you? The wilderness is a place of difficulty. It's a place of challenge, even risk. And as we find in Jesus' account, when he was tempted for 40 days and 40 nights in the wilderness, it was also for him a place of temptation. It is not a comfortable place to be. It challenges us, even the possibility of looking out for our own lives. But Jesus went into the wilderness knowing that he wasn't going to be there by himself. But he was going to go with God, the God who at his baptism, just before, called him beloved. And I think that's something that you and I need to hear, even in the wilderness of our lives, even in our own desert experiences, that we are loved by God and that God is with us, even in our pain, even in our own wilderness. And because we are beloved, we need not be battered by all of the voices that we hear clamoring around us in the world that sort of put us down, that make us feel as though we should be in a certain place or peg-holed in a certain position when we really don't intend to be, nor do we want to be. Because we are loved by God, we trust that even in the wilderness, we can, with God's love and God's presence, tame the wild beasts and witness the possibility of blooming in our lives because of those difficult experiences. And because we are loved, we trust that we will not be in this wilderness forever, that there is a way out, that there is this highway constructed by God for each one of us, and that we will find a way so that when that time comes, when that Christmas Eve and Christmas comes, all the preparation that we make during the course of these weeks of Advent will not be for naught, but we will be brought home, led home by a God who cared for us all the way. Amen.